Welcome. Glad you're with us this morning. Today's message is going to be very similar to last week's message. Now, I did not plan for that to happen. But, you know, I've got to say, I love it when that does happen. You see, when that kind of thing happens, when I create a message or if Lord lays something on my heart, and then the following week, there's something that ties along with that, and I didn't mean to start out to create a sermon series. I love when that happens because it just shows me how and what the Holy Spirit's moving and working in my planning for a Sunday message. Last week I talked about seasons of waiting. And this week I'm going to talk about the storms in our lives. I've titled today's message, When Storms Come. Let's open with a word of prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for who you are. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives, whether we know it or not. Lord, we always seem to fall short on thanking you for those things and thanking you for how much you're working and moving in our life and planning for our life, Lord. And we thank you so much for that. Lord, I think about the individuals watching this service, listening to this service, Lord, and I pray for them. I pray for them as they listen that they will hear what you want them to hear. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. If you noticed, this title of today's messages was When Storms Come. Now, I didn't title it If Storms Come. It's When Storms Come. Reason I did that is because if you have never gone through a storm, just wait. Most of us have gone through storms, and if you haven't gone through a storm, just wait. Now, you might be thinking, that's right, Donnie, you ain't got to tell me about storms. Man, that was a heck of a storm, you know, last month or last week. That's not the storm I'm talking about. I'm talking about that storm that comes in your life when you have that unexpected hurt, that unexpected pain, that unexpected struggle or turmoil. The times in your life when you just want to get through that storm, when you just want to get past that storm, right? When you just want to get over that storm. You just want some peace and some quiet. You know what I'm talking about? That's the storms I'm talking about today. In the book of Mark, Jesus gives us a very great story. A story about having peace in the middle of a storm. And I want to use this story today to help us figure out how to apply it to our lives. If you've got your Bibles with you, go ahead and turn to Mark chapter 4. I'm going to read verses 35 through 41. And as you turn in there, let me tell you this. Jesus and his disciples had a very overwhelming day. Let's put it like that. They had a very tremendous, very busy day. So when we look earlier in that chapter, if we just go all the way to verse 1, it says this. Again, Jesus began to teach beside the sea. I love how it starts out in verse 1. It says, again, Jesus began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and he set out into the sea, and the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. Right, this crowd was so huge. There were so many people around Jesus, around him and the disciples, that Jesus had to put out into a boat. They had to get into a boat, go out into the off the shoreline, so they could teach and preach to the people. It was that crowded. And after Jesus had taught for the entire day, He was tired. And he knew the disciples were tired. They were in need of peace. They were in need of quietness. They were in need of rest. So let's listen to what happened when their day came to an end. That's where we're going to take off right now in verse 35. Mark chapter 4, verses 35. Now this is a story I'm sure you've heard before. It says this, "That day when evening came, he said to his disciples," he being Jesus, he says, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over that boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Peace, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to the disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this that even the wind and the waves obey?" So they're at the very end of a busy day. Busy, busy, busy day. And Jesus made a great offer. He tells the disciples, "Hey, let's go over to the other side. Let's get away from this crowd. Let's have some time alone. Let's rest. Let's maybe we're just going to get a bite to eat. Let's just sit down. Let's calm down. And let's just have some peace and some quiet." But is that really what happened? Listen here. The key to understanding this story, okay? The key to understanding this story lies in one important question. Here it is. You don't get anything from this message today, get this question. This is the key to this entire story. Ready? Whose idea was it for them to get into the boat? Whose idea was it for the disciples to get into the boat? The answer is pretty plain and simple, isn't it? Let me read you verse 35 again. "That day when evening came, he," talking about Jesus, "he said to his disciples, 'Let us go over to the other side.'" Jesus asked them to get into the boat. It was Jesus who said, "Let us go across to the other side." Now I'm sure the weary and tired disciples, they were thrilled at this offer. It thrilled of this idea that let's just get away from the crowds. Right? You remember how we started off? It said again Jesus was surrounded by the crowds. So this Jesus is saying, "Hey, we're going to make an attempt. We're going to get away from the crowds. We're going to get some peace and quiet. We're going to rest." Right? These huge crowds, they came to listen, they came to learn, they came to find out more about Jesus, to find more out more about His healing. They just wanted to be around Him. So can you imagine going days and days and days and days and days and days like this? So when the disciples got word that Jesus wanted to go to the other side and take a break, they were excited. Some of these disciples, they were fishermen. So they knew these waters. I mean, they would have made this trip numerous times back in the years of fishing. So when they left the shore, the lake was calm. It was like glass. So much that Jesus decides, "Hey, I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to go down in the belly of this the ship, and I'm going to lay down. I'm going to sleep." Being that it's so calm outside, right? Did it stay calm? Nah. All was calm 1 minute, and before they even knew it, they were engulfed in a storm. The winds picked up, the clouds gathered over top of them, the waves started crashing in on the boat. Water started filling in on the boat. As the waters entered in, the disciples, they were bailing the water out just as fast as it came in, but it didn't matter. They could not overcome it. The boat bobbed up and down and up and down after the wave after wave after wave crashed in on them. Can you imagine the terrifying picture as this is? Imagine with me, okay? It is pitch black outside. All dark. No land. You can't see any land. Total darkness. And this horrible storm. Now, you're a fisherman, right? So a good portion of these disciples are fishermen. They've been on water before. They've seen storms before. Not a storm like this. Huge storm. Huge waves. Horrible winds. And it's pitch black. And on top of that, water starts to come in the boat. And you're starting to sink. Am I painting a picture for you? Terrifying. They were terrified. And finally, the disciples, they wake Jesus up, asking him questions that we probably have asked in our past, maybe in our storms. And they cried out, "Lord, do you not care that we're getting ready to perish?" Literally, the disciples were asking, "Lord, don't you care that we are about to be destroyed in a very painful and gruesome death?" Not so different from the questions that we often ask the Lord when we're feeling that same way, when we might be in a storm. We're going through the storms in our lives and we ask, "Lord, don't you care? Don't you care that my child's sick? Jesus, don't you care that my marriage is falling apart? Lord Jesus, don't you care that my friends have all deserted me? Jesus, don't you care that I don't have any money? Don't you care that I feel so alone? Lord, don't you care that I am so very, very ill? Lord, don't you care that my spouse has died? Lord, don't you care that I've lost my job?" You know, our list of questions can be endless in those storms of our life. And in those moments, we feel like our questions and our prayers are not being answered. You know, we ask those type of questions during the storms in our life, but the ironic thing is, we never question the Lord's compassion when things are going well, do we? We never question the Lord's compassion when everything in life is going good and there are no storms. So listen to me, you must always know that God's compassion is not measured by our circumstances, nor is His kindness limited to our understanding. God cares just as much when the storms are raging as when the seas are calm. His mercy is not limited to the shining sea or the stillness of the waves. And when Jesus awoke, when they woke Him up, He spoke three words: "Peace, be still." And just like that, the storm stopped and it was calm. The calmest it's probably ever been. And I think about this as I read through it. You know, it's encouraging that Jesus rebuked the storm. He didn't rebuke the disciples. To them, He just simply said, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" Now, implied in those words is a lesson that we all can learn. The disciples, they were afraid. They were afraid because they were used to being in control. They knew how to handle situations. They knew how to handle a boat. There wasn't a weakling in the bunch. And yet when put in a life-threatening situation beyond their control, their faith turned to fear. But instead of putting them down, Jesus just simply says, "Have you still no faith?" Now, I think it's very important for us to understand the answer to that question. The answer is yes, and it's also no. You see, they had faith in Jesus. They truly believed in Him, but their faith, though real, was not yet developed. It was not fully grown. So I ask the same question. How do you find the faith that enables you to survive in the storms of your life? Think about that. How do you find the faith that enables you to survive the storms that happen in your life? And the only answer that I have for you, the only answer that I know is this. When that happens, get in the boat with Jesus and ride wherever He wants to go. Get in the boat with Jesus. Hold on tight. Let Him be the captain. Even when it makes no sense at all, if He calls you, He'll go with you. If He calls you, He will go with you. And sometimes we need to go through the storms in order to discover our faith. We wish we didn't have to go through storms. Right? We wish they didn't even exist. And if they did exist, we wish we knew about them beforehand so we could divert. We wish we did not have to go through the hardships to grow and to mature and to discover more about ourselves, more about this life, and more about Jesus Christ. But the fact of the matter is, there are going to be storms in our life. And I hate to tell you, but there's going to be storms a-coming. It's inevitable. It happens. Sometimes we create them. Sometimes other people create them. But let me tell you something. God knows about your storms. God knows every single one of our storms. Your storms are not a surprise to God. Right? God's expectation of us is when we're in these situations that we will cry out to the Lord in utter desperation, even at times asking, "Lord, don't you care that I'm about to perish?" And in that moment, while still in the middle of that storm, when the waves are crashing down all around you, and you feel like you're getting ready to drown, in that moment, the Lord stands and He declares, "Peace, be still." So let me say it again. Who told them to get into that boat in the first place? Jesus did. It was His idea all along. Did He know about the storm in advance? Of course He did. And He yet still told them to get in the boat. Did He warn them in advance? No. Because that would have ruined the lesson that He was trying to teach them. After all, if we knew there was a storm ahead of us, would we get in the boat? No. We'd do everything possible to avoid it. When life crashes in all around you, and the waves are knocking you down, the wind is keeping you down, make sure that you are in the boat with Jesus Christ. Even after we've tried to do all the things in all the right ways, there are still times when we're going to feel God has left us. There is no avoiding those moments in our utter despair. And in those moments, you have two options. You have a choice to make. Either we choose to believe that the Lord is not surprised by this storm, and He's actually going to use this storm, your storm, for His glory. And that may mean that we might not ever even know about that good, but we still trust Him. And we know that some good is going to come. The other option, we could choose to believe that the Lord has abandoned us, and then we become bitter, and then we grow distant from the Lord. Listen to me. You can't manipulate God. We can't manipulate God into avoiding the storms in our lives and somehow make them suddenly disappear. Doesn't happen. If anything, this story is meant to teach us just the opposite. Sometimes our path will take us into a storm. Sometimes we see the clouds gathering and we know this storm is coming. More often, the winds suddenly rise up and our life, which has been so smooth and so planned out, suddenly turns upside down, and then it feels like we're in a boat and we're sinking. When that happens, you need to remember that if you are in the boat with Jesus, hear me out, you need to know this. When that happens, when you are in that storm, you need to remember that if you are in the boat with Jesus, that boat will not sink. You know what else? That storm will not last forever. Too often we as Christians seem to think that we should have some type of exemption card, right? Like a do not go to jail card for Monopoly. We think bad things should not happen to us. And when they do, we're shocked, wondering, how could this happen? I went to church. I gave money. I put money in the offering plate. I helped. I served. I've been kind to my neighbors. And Lord, you know I don't really even care for them. So why is this happening to me? I mean, isn't God supposed to watch out for me? Doesn't He protect the ones He loves? Yes, He does. But listen to me. In that moment, when that is happening, it's not always going to make sense. And chances are, maybe it will never make sense. Yet we are called to trust in God. All the time. Trust that His plan is the perfect plan, even when it doesn't make any sense. As I come to a close, let me ask this question. Are you in a storm at this very moment? Talking to you. Are you in a storm this very moment? You're not alone, though it may feel that way. You may have lost everything. But you've not lost the Lord. He's still with you. He promises never to fail you, never to abandon you. If you remember what the Lord told Joshua back in the book of Joshua 1:9, says, "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid or dismayed, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you may go." So yes, be strong. Be filled with courage because the Lord is with you. No, do not despair. Do not fear. Why? Because the Lord is with you. Fear not. Keep believing. The master of the sea is with you. And when you look back, when you get through that storm, and you get to look back, you're going to see that your faith has grown stronger because of that very storm. Is it going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy. God's not always asking us to be easy on us. We just need to trust Him and know that God is at work. No matter how bad that storm is, He's working. And most of the time, it's for His glorification. Let's close in prayer. Oh Lord, times come and times go, and all the storms in our lives, most of the times they don't make sense. But I love knowing that You're in control. I love knowing that no matter what happens, how bad it is, You're always there for me. You're always there for us. And You know, Lord, even in this storm we call a pandemic, I know You've got a plan for it. I know You've got a plan in it and through it. And that excites me. So I thank You for it. I thank You for the things that You're doing that I cannot see, but I know You're still at work. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the best place to be when the storms hit is in the boat with Jesus. So when Jesus asks you to jump into His boat, you jump in. You hold on tight and you let Him be the captain. Thank y'all so much. Look forward to seeing y'all again next week.